Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. We are starting the three-part episode series. This is going to be my mock draft 1.0. The three episodes are for each round, doing three rounds. There's going to be an article on it if you'd rather read the article instead of listening to the podcast, or both. That's coming out probably Sunday, early Sunday, or later today, which is Saturday. But I'm doing my mock draft 1.0. I know I've gotten some feedback. People are excited for this episode, and I'm really excited to do it. I think right now we're going to just get right into it with the number one pick. Here we got Jacksonville taking Trevor Lawrence, QB out of Clemson. This guy is going to be a generational talent. I keep hearing that word, and it really fits with Trevor Lawrence, generational talent. He is going to be crazy good. He has amazing accuracy, just putting it right in the right spot for the players to catch it. Amari Rodgers and Cornell Powell and Justin Ross, all his top receivers, all get the ball placed in the right spot for them to score a TD. He also has amazing, he can throw it so far. He makes really good throws, smart decisions, unlike some of the other quarterbacks in this draft, which he really excels at. He needs to work on the scrambling. I think he is almost perfect at the scrambling, but I think that's one thing that is a flaw. He needs to, he's not really of the running quarterback. He's the passing type. And last season he had 70% completion percentage for the Clemson Tigers, which is crazy to get. Also was a top 10 in passing yards last season, but I got Trevor Lawrence going to number one to Jacksonville. Number two, we got the New York Jets selecting their new quarterback of the future, Zach Wilson, QB out of BYU. Wilson, I've heard, is compared to Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, for skill set, not he's like Patrick Mahomes, but still that comparison just tells you how good he is. I just think that that's just an amazing comparison just to hear if you're a player getting compared to Patrick Mahomes, that is crazy. Wilson exceeds at decision making is one big thing that he's great at. He knows when to pull it down, run down to get the first. He knows when to release the ball. He has perfect timing, everything a QB needs to do in the NFL to succeed. Wilson also last season was top three in passing yards and touchdowns in the NCAA, which is another big accomplishment for a quarterback. And I think New York Jets take their new quarterback. It's been 2 or 3 years since Sam Darnold has been selected by the New York Jets. And I think they're going with a new one here. And it's Zach Wilson. Could have an argument for Justin Fields, but I think Zach Wilson all the way. Number three, Devontae Smith goes to the Miami Dolphins via the Houston Texans of that Laramie Tunsil and Kenny Stills trade. I like Devontae Smith here. I think he has better chemistry than Jalen Waddle with Tua Tagovailoa. If they pick Ja'Marr Chase, it just doesn't make sense to me. I like Devontae Smith. He's a top player in this class. I think he's number 5 or 6 on my big board since I updated it in my last podcast. He's number 6 on my big board. Jalen Waddle, the only one who is better at the wide receiver position than him. And then I also think that Devontae Smith, the only bad thing that he has is just his size is different compared to a lot of these other guys. And I think that could play a role in how he plays in the NFL, but we saw what he did in college. He broke tackles. He did everything. I still like Devontae Smith here, and I like him going to Miami at number 3. He won the Heisman, had almost 1,900 receiving yards this year. So I like this guy, and I think he's going to be number 3 in the class, and I think he's going to be a great wide receiver in this draft. Next, at number 4, we got the Falcons preparing for the future already with Trey Lance out of North Dakota State before Justin Fields. Some people might be mad at that, but, well, guess what? Trey Lance is going to he's going to Atlanta to replace Matt Ryan after a year. And I think this is, when I talk about replace him after a year, I really think Trey Lance can explode this year. I think he can explode in his second year, third year in the NFL because he's not prepared for the NFL right now. And obviously, there's probably some people saying, well, Carson Wentz came out of North Dakota State. He's not that good. But Trey Lance, the thing with him is he is different. He's built different than Carson Wentz. He's more of a scrambler. Carson Wentz is more of the pocket passer. He's not a huge scrambler. But I do think that Trey Lance has potential in this league, and I think he can really become a star with a year or two under Matt Ryan's belt, because I think Trey Lance really, he is going to be a good player. He just needs to learn, and it really makes sense for him to go to Atlanta, and it really, I think it could be a perfect fit here with Atlanta and Trey Lance. At number five, the Cincinnati Bengals select Penei Sewell, offensive tackle out of Oregon. And this one, I really feel this way. If they pass on him, they pass on Burrow. They can't pass on Penei Sewell or Rashawn Slater. It's just, he's too good of a player, Penei Sewell. And really, if you pass on an offensive tackle, you're passing on Burrow, because he's going to get hurt again. And you don't really want your number one pick to get hurt. So I think Cincinnati, they made an improvement from last season. They got their quarterback of the future, but they need an offensive tackle with Penei Sewell. And this really is going to be a big need, because Cincinnati last year was almost dead last in offensive line. So just saying, offensive line may be a good selection to go with. At number six, the Philadelphia Eagles select Ja'Marr Chase. There is some talk about Fields going here at number six, but just so you know, they still have Jalen Hurts. Last year, this quarterback competition between Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz was amazing. But I just think Jalen Hurts, he earned the spot. He proved, a lot of people think that's not a big enough sample size. But to me, you give him the starting job. There's no way you pick someone else. You need to give him another target. Alshon Jeffery got released, same as DeSean Jackson, both gone from Philadelphia. Their only wide receiver that is decent is Jalen Reagor, who they selected last year. And then now you get Ja'Marr Chase. You get a really young core and a young quarterback. I like this a lot. Philadelphia selects Ja'Marr Chase. And Ja'Marr Chase, I think we're going to see what happens after he opted out. But I like this pick a lot. And Ja'Marr Chase is going to the Eagles at number six. Two wide receivers going in the top six. Next pick, we got the Detroit Lions selecting Micah Parsons, linebacker out of Penn State. Here, I really think that we're going to see the Lions trade down. I think they're going to trade down to get more picks, because really, at the Lions spot, you don't need a quarterback that much. You really don't need a position that bad to keep this spot. And I think Michael Parsons will fall, maybe trade with Denver, who will take someone like Mac Jones at seven. But I like Michael Parsons to Detroit. I think this is going to be, they could still be on the same, he could still be on Detroit even if they trade down. I like Michael Parsons a ton here to Detroit, who needs a linebacker very badly, like humongous need Michael Parsons. Also, to tell you how good Michael Parsons is, this season, Penn State went 4-5 on the season. That they only played 9 games compared to the season I'm about to say. But the year before Micah Parsons opted out, they went 11-2 and won a bowl game. That's how good he is with this team. They got a winning percentage. And I think even if you were to cut out the last 3 games that it is, or 4 games, that to make it a 9, they would still have maybe only one loss, so the winning percentage would still be there. Micah Parsons makes a huge difference on a team, and I think he could really fix the Lions. I wouldn't say fix, but he could really make this team a lot better. And this is who they go with at number 7. At number 8, we got the Detroit Lions, at number 8, Carolina Panthers selecting Mac Jones, quarterback out of Alabama. Here, a lot of people might be saying too early, or they might be saying wrong team. This is actually the perfect team, to be honest. At the Senior Bowl, Matt Rhule was the head coach of Mac Jones at the Senior Bowl. and they were together for a week, and Matt Rhule was impressed by Mac Jones. I really think Mac Jones can turn this team around. I think they're going to waste their pick on a quarterback. They're going to pick Mac Jones, and I think Mac Jones can do something in Carolina. I honestly do. He led his team to a national championship in his first year. He was top four in Heisman voting. That really shows you how good of a player he is. He played outstanding at Alabama when taking over Tua's spot. He made a huge impact right away. He threw for 4,500 yards this season, which was first in the FBS, and also threw for 41 touchdowns, which was second in the FBS. So, huge thing for Mac Jones, and that just shows you how good he is. Mac Jones at number 8 fits this team very well. At number 9, the Denver Broncos take Caleb Fairley out of Virginia Tech, the cornerback. Fairley opted out that season, but that won't affect him at all. He's barely allowed any catches to any player that he's been guarding. And really, he's just all around. He's like Patrick Surtain. These guys are great to man to man. They don't let anybody get by them. They just stay their part, and they control who they're playing against, and they control them. They are great players. Caleb Fairley did opt out, but that's not going to affect him. And I think this is a great pick. I'm a Virginia Tech fan, so I know that Fairley is really good, and I think that he's going to make a huge impact to a team that cut A.J. Boye. And Caleb Fairley had 4 interceptions in his last year at Virginia Tech, had 12 passes deflected, and I like him going to Denver here. I think he's going to be a great player. Also, fun fact, in high school, he was not even playing cornerback. He was quarterback and wide receiver, so just shows you how good he is at the position, just going to cornerback right away. At number 10, the Dallas Cowboys select Patrick Surtain, cornerback out of Alabama. This is a big need for the Cowboys. Rashawn Slater's still here on the board. But do you really go with Rashawn Slater, or do you make this defense a lot scarier? Because right now it's not that scary. Last year they just proved to be awful. That's honestly what they proved to me. They're awful. And I think Dallas, with Patrick Surtain there, they can make a difference, and he is an amazing lockdown corner. He just doesn't let them get any yards. It's crazy. The only wide receivers he let by him last year were Kadarius Toney and Elijah Moore, both players in the SEC. They were the only players that let by him. So I think Patrick Surtain goes here at number 10 to Dallas. At number 11, we have Jaylen Waddle going to the New York Giants. This guy is the best wide receiver in this class. He has amazing speed, amazing athleticism. He can make amazing plays. He's a playmaker. And I really, when I look at this pick, Daniel Jones is who I'm looking at. Do you give him another target? You just cut Golden Tate. Their targets are kind of not the best. Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, Evan Ingram. And I just think that here you go with Jaylen Waddle, especially if he's on the board. I like Jaylen Waddle here. I know a lot of Giants fans, and they all probably are crazy about this pick. And I have him going at number 11, so congrats to Giants fans. At number 12, the San Francisco 49ers select Justin Fields out of Ohio State University. This one is no surprise if he falls. I'm not sure if anyone's going to win the battle of Deshaun Watson, but I think here with us knowing that Deshaun Watson has not been traded to any teams yet, I like that. I like that Justin Fields is going here to the 49ers. I know 49ers fans got to be happy about an actual QB. They have zero trust in Jimmy Garoppolo. You can just see that. They want to get a new quarterback, and this is who they go with. They go with their new quarterback and Justin Fields. So here, Justin Fields goes to number 12. At number 13, this one people might get mad at just because I picked someone else instead of who they want. But I have the Chargers picking Samuel Cosmi out of Texas. The Los Angeles Chargers here at number 13 select Samuel Cosmi out of Texas. I think Samuel Cosmi is a great blocker. He protects his quarterback, and he protected Sam Ellinger, who was honestly a Heisman candidate, I believe, at one point in the career of Samuel Cosmi. And I think this is a great pick. I think this is a perfect match. I think you could go Rashawn Slater here, but like I said, I think this is a perfect match, and I think Samuel Cosmi goes here at number 13. At number 14, we got the Minnesota Vikings selecting Kwity Paye, edge out of Michigan. No offensive lineman here. But with trading Yannick Ngakoue midseason, I think the Vikings are left to go with the edge position. There's no doubt about it. Paye is the best one on the board. He kind of reminds me of Aaron Donald in a sense of that he can line up anywhere on the defensive line to attack the quarterback. I don't compare him to Aaron Donald, but he can line up anywhere. He can go attack the QB from anywhere. I think the Vikings have to do this to Kwity Paye. They have to let him line up where he wants to line up and let him attack the quarterback, because that's honestly what he's going to be doing the next couple of years. So I'm excited to see this pick if it actually does happen. But I think this is a perfect pick. You could consider a offensive tackle here, but I like Kwity Paye going to the Vikings here at this pick. Kwity Paye in his career has 11.5 sacks. He's a crazy good player, has one forced fumble. Does he have zero interceptions, but is crazy good. I'm excited to see this. At number 15, the New England Patriots select Kyle Pitts out of Florida. This guy, you can't really consider him a tight end or a wide receiver. You got to consider him both, because he is both. He's a great blocker. He's a great pass catcher. This guy, I think, would fit. If Anthony Lynn was still in Los Angeles, I would be taking him at pick number 13. He's just the perfect guy for Los Angeles, but not with Anthony Lynn anymore. I like New England taking him. This is a perfect fit. This is going to be the new New England Patriots. I like this pick a lot. Kyle Pitts to Florida, out of Florida, going to New England. A big dual threat, powerful run blocker. He reminds me of Darren Waller. I think that's a perfect fit. Both move like a wide receiver, both block. So here we go. I like the Patriots going with Kyle Pitts at number 15. Okay, here is our last pick until we will take a quick break and then come right back out for the last 16 picks of the draft going into the playoff teams and the last three teams that did not make the playoffs. But let's go to Arizona, who select J.C. Horn out of South Carolina. I've been working on this mock draft a lot. I had J.C. Horn here before, and I think this just makes it clear. If he's here, you take him. Third best cornerback in the draft. Patrick Peterson is gone. Byron Murphy needs a second one, and J.C. Horn is the perfect player. He had two interceptions this year and two sacks in his career at South Carolina, and J.C. Horn, one of his interceptions came in a big game against ranked Auburn. It was like the first time in forever that they did it. J.C. Horn is amazing. He's almost like a linebacker to me. I like this pick a lot. I got J.C. Horn here at number 16. Okay, here's a quick word from the sponsor, Anchor. We will be right back after this quick break. Welcome back to Vince Ward's Spin. We're going to be continuing the 16 last picks of this first round of the first part of this three-part series. We're going to start off with number 17, the Las Vegas Raiders, selecting Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, the linebacker out of Notre Dame. This guy is crazy. He is one of the best linebackers in this draft. He disrupts the quarterback at all times, has amazing speed for a linebacker. Like I said, disrupts the QB every single time. Had 1.5 sacks last season for the Fighting Irish and a pick six versus Clemson last year, which you might remember the play where he just ripped it out of Travis Etienne's hands. And it was crazy play. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, just watching him, he's crazy good. He is in on every play. And I think the Raiders finish off this defense, or start finishing off this defense, with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, who can be a big part of this team. Next, we got number 18, the Miami Dolphins, selecting Christian Barmore, defense tackle out of Alabama. If you keep watching the rest of the series, you'll see the trend of the line, or the Alabama players going to Miami. And here, Miami Dolphins with this pick, every single year they always take a little bit of a reach, and this year it is going to be Christian Barmore. He is a great defensive tackle for this Alabama team. Let me see where I have him on my big board. Let's see. Christian Barmore. I know he's a top tackle here for my big board. He is right now sitting at D tackle number 3 for this big board. And he is going to Miami here, who is a crazy good player. He had 8 sacks, 3 forced fumbles last year. His best year by far. And just comes in, attacks the quarterback, and attacks these offensive tackles. It's a great pick by Miami to add the Alabama players onto this roster. At number 19, we got the Washington football team selecting Rashad Bateman, wide receiver, Minnesota. This one, we have no idea where Washington is going to attack this offseason, quarterback, wide receiver, wherever. And I like Rashad Bateman a ton. He's my favorite player, not the best player in this draft, but he is my favorite. I compare him to Keenan Allen because he basically catches everything. He's crazy good. He is just amazing. I can't explain it enough. He's just a crazy good player. I've started to like him, and I think he is going to be at number 19 here in Washington. I think that's a great pick for Washington. At number 20, the Chicago Bears somehow get Rashad Slater here at number 20. If you see Rashad Slater still on the board, this is what you got to do. In 10 seconds, you put in that card, your pick is in. That's all you have to do. Just put your pick in. You can either put it in for Christian Darrisaw or Rashad Slater. Just put it there. Rashad Slater is one of the best offensive tackles in this draft and somehow falls here. He is a great player, and I think he's one of the only players that can actually stop Chase Young. I'm being serious. He's one of the only players that can stop Chase Young sacking the quarterback. It's true. But here, Rashad Slater goes to number 20 to Northwestern. It goes to Chicago Bears. At number 21, the Indianapolis Colts select Zaven Collins, linebacker out of Tulsa. Here, this one, they could go off to the wide receiver position or tight end, or even make their defense better. And guess what? They select Zaven Collins to make a duo with Darius Leonard even more crazier than it is. This is a duo that could really attack defenses. Zaven Collins is going to fall to number 21, and this is where the Colts put in that selection right away. I like Zaven Collins a ton, and he even won the Defensive Player of the Year in the FBS, so that just tells you how good he is. At number 22, the Tennessee Titans select Christian Darrisaw, offensive tackle out of Virginia Tech. This one I'm sold if he's still here because, Christian Darrisaw was a top 5 in run block rating, which is top 5 in the FBS. And guess what? I'm pretty sure the Tennessee Titans have a guy named Derrick Henry. I'm pretty sure he's pretty good. He definitely wasn't the rushing yards leader back-to-back. Not at all. And I think Christian Darrisaw can definitely block for a guy who rushed back-to-back. Also, another reason why I have Darrisaw going to the Titans is because Isaiah Wilson, the offensive tackle they selected last year in the first round, he has been dealing off the field issues and really hasn't even been in the lineup. So, Christian Darrisaw, I got him here at number 22. At number 23, the New York Jets take Jason Owe. Jason Owe here out of Penn State. This one might be a little too early, but I think here the Jets, they're going to make a pick that surprises us. And they go with the linebacker here from Penn State. I think they definitely go defense, especially with their new quarterback who, or excuse me, new head coach who has a defensive mindset. And Jason Oway goes here to the New York Jets, who Jason Oway isn't that bad. He's actually pretty good out of Penn State. Expect Jason Oway a big part. I expect him to do a lot for this team. Not a huge deal this year, but he had 5 sacks last season in 2019 for the Nittany Lions. So Jason Oway, he goes to number 23 to the New York Jets via the Seattle Seahawks of the Jamal Adams trade. At number 24, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers selecting Liam Enchingberg, offensive tackle out of Notre Dame. It just seems like Notre Dame O-linemen are the best, and they definitely produce a lot of great offensive linemen. I believe Quentin Nelson is one. If I'm not mistaken, Zach Martin for the Cowboys is one. I'm not positive on that, but I'm pretty sure he went to Notre Dame. Let's see. Yep, he went to Notre Dame, the 16th pick in the NFL draft in 2014, Notre Dame. So, Zach Martin, Quentin Nelson, big names that went to Notre Dame. And that could be, that could just be another great player coming to the Steelers with Liam Enchingberg going there, who's a great offensive tackle. At number 25, Jacksonville Jaguars select Davion Nixon via the Los Angeles Rams of the Jalen Ramsey trade. Davion Nixon is the defensive tackle out of Iowa. He is a great player. This finished off the defensive line with Kalavon Chaisson and Josh Allen. Here, Nixon, he had 5.5 sacks this season with 1 pick 6. He also had 1 forced fumble and is a monster, crazy monster for this team, for this Iowa team. He is just crazy. He does stuff that is incredible. When he goes after the running back, he makes a move. He's trying to get that running back on the ground. He's a great run stopper, and he could be a great player for the future. Number 26, the Browns select Azeez Ojulari, edge out of Georgia. Ojulari here, this one is going to be a real scary D-line. Ojulari is incredible. Had 9.5 sacks this season with 4 forced fumbles. He's going to be on the opposite side of our guy, Myles Garrett. So he is going to Cleveland to add to this defensive line, which is very, very scary. At number 27, the Baltimore Ravens select Kadarius Toney, wide receiver out of Florida. With the best wide receivers gone, it leaves us to Kadarius Toney, the wide receiver out of Florida. Guy has a ton of speed, can catch in traffic, had over 1,000 receiving yards and 10 touchdowns this season, also had 70 receptions. And Lamar Jackson, I feel like this is a guy he can play with. Both have speed and can move around. I like Toney here going to the Ravens. Number 28, the New Orleans Saints select Nick Bolton, linebacker out of Missouri. I expect Quan Alexander, who they traded for, to get released because of that cap hit, and they're going to want to free up some space. Nick Bolton here, he was basically the whole Missouri defense, had 95 total tackles last season and 1 fumble recovery. And he just has great vision and can read the play. I like this guy a ton going here to the New Orleans Saints. At number 29, the Green Bay Packers select Gregory Rousseau, edge out of Miami. This one might be the craziest one out of all because Gregory Rousseau is falling and falling and is going to number 29. I bet you in my next mock draft, he'll be a little bit higher, but I think Gregory Rousseau, he goes to number 29 to the Packers. This one, the Packers keep passing on a wide receiver and they take a guy who I said falls to number 29. On number 30, the Buffalo Bills select Jalen Phillips, the edge of Miami, with Trent Murphy leaving, who was a huge part of this defense. He leaves room for a new edge, and Phillips is a great edge to replace him with. He has amazing speed, reads the play, one of the best play readers in this class. He's amazing, And I expect him to be a big part. He's just a great player. And I expect Buffalo Bills to take Jalen Phillips. On number 31, the Kansas City Chiefs select Alex Leatherwood coming back into the first round. He was projected a top 10 pick before the season. Now he has fallen. But the Chiefs go with Alex Leatherwood. He is a great playmaker. He makes a ton of great plays. He's the lead blocker and just makes great moves. Helps lead Mac Jones and Tua Tagovailoa to a national title both years. So I expect this to be a great pick. And then at number 32, the last pick of this mock draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Najee Harris, running back out of Alabama. Coming off a Super Bowl win, the Bucs are looking for another title. And with two running backs going into free agency, Leonard Fournette and LeSean McCoy, you go with a guy who has experience of winning championships, Najee Harris. And I have a comparison of him for the former Bama star Derrick Henry. Both strong backs, both run the whole field. I think this is a great pick for Tampa. And this is, concludes the end of the first round of my mock draft 1.0. We have mock draft. We have the second round coming out in the next couple of days. And the article is coming out later today or Monday. We are finishing off the comp picks here. And FinSports Spin, I'm finishing off the comp picks to make sure it is ready. And then I will be posting the article and the whole mock draft will be done. You can check that out as a sneak peek. But that is what is going to happen for this mock draft. So make sure to come back here, FinSports Spin, to check out the last couple of picks and the last rounds that we have. Thank you so much for watching. If you made it through the whole video, thank you so much. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.